Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Two pillows.
Those aren't pillows.
Ah! You can talk about the pit, barbecue. The band was jumping, the people too. Mess around. They're doing the mess around.
All right, Dave Plyron for Steve Cochran this Thanksgiving morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you. 720 WGN. Thanksgiving TV and movies are somewhat scarce compared to the Christmas holiday, but they're still out there, right, guys? I mean, there's a couple episodes. You guys say there's just one that matters.
Well, yeah. Only in my world, there's only one.
That was from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with Steve Martin and John Candy from 1987, where Chicago was kind of one of the stars of the movie. But the big Thanksgiving one that stands out is actually 40 years old this year. It's 40th anniversary.
No.
Yeah, yeah. It was released in October of 78.
I think it was on the first season.
Of
WKRP.
WKRP in Cincinnati. It was called Turkeys Away.
Turkeys Away, yeah.
Where Gordon Jump, who played Arthur Carlson, thought of a really good radio gimmick to drop turkeys off of a plane and let them fly. Which they couldn't.
I love the last line of the episode.
So Les Nessman, who was the news guy, who would put tape on the floor, and that's what Dave has around his cube. He's got tape around his cubicle just to define his space. And
sometimes
I understand
the Buckeye News Hawk Award.
Come into right, my office.
Wow, that's very good. You know, I forgot about that until I watched the episode. That he was always proud of that award that he won. Mm-hmm. Classic bit. Let's take a listen.
Oh, my God.
Running around, pushing each other. Oh my goodness! Oh, the humanity! People are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. Folks, I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives. I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stay out here and watch this any longer.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Absolute classic.
Awesome.
There's another one. Someone just texted me at 847. They texted Cheers, too. So that episode, I think I have information on that somewhere. Oh, yeah, 1986. It was Thanksgiving Orphans. Diana's the only one with Turkey Day plans. And when Carla agrees to host a potluck dinner for everyone, not everything goes as planned. And there's a huge food fight at the end because she dresses up as a pilgrim. If you remember that.
I do remember that now.
See, I remember a Bob Newhart show where Bob and all of his buddies on Thanksgiving night got loaded. I don't know if you remember this episode. Yeah, they all got drunk.
Was this on the Bob Newhart show?
Yeah, the original. Plachette? That's exactly right. And they got drunk, and they were trying to order Chinese food while they were drunk, and they couldn't get any of the words out.
Thanksgiving.
Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, of course. I mean, we have to say that's a classic as well. You know, there's a bunch of Everybody Loves Raymond's. There was a Roseanne version of that as well. There was a bunch of Frasier. There was a Frasier Thanksgiving where he went back. I think it was like 7-8 years after Cheers went off the air. Mm-hmm. He went back to Boston and saw Norm and everybody, not in the bar, but they got together for Thanksgiving. There was a Bewitched episode that was Thanksgiving. Friends, there's a couple of them.
Yeah,
like I think there's like 10 of them.
Yeah, there was one on yesterday. It was when Rachel makes the dessert.
Yeah.
With beef.
Yeah,
yeah. Because two pages of the cookbook stuck together.
Yeah. There's good meat stuffing, not good meat desserts.
Yeah.
But today at 1 o'clock on Channel 9, actually, they're showing all the Friends, Friendsgivings.
That's right.
In a row, all 10 of them in a row, back to back after Bozo, Gar, and Ray. So there's another. Oh, here's another one. 815, the Brady Bunch had a Thanksgiving episode where Jan and Peter were in a play about pilgrims.
I don't remember that one.
No. 847, Grumpy Old Man has a Thanksgiving scene in it. That's from Steve. Thank you, Steve. There was a episode of The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson in the late 70s, I believe. And Ed McMahon was off, and Doc Severinsen was hanging with Johnny. And it's very clear by Johnny's comments to him at the end that he's on something. And he was high during the show. I mean, there's no question. There was a lot of times where he was like way high strung, and Johnny would look at him like, sit down, you know, during the conversation. And they were talking about having Thanksgiving dinner, and each of them forgetting who was divorced and who wasn't divorced at that time, because they both went through a lot of marriages, and why he was divorced. And then Johnny kind of inadvertently invites Doc over to dinner. Let's take a listen.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? Well, we're doing the show, of course, tomorrow.
I was going to ask you if you got your turkey yet.
Sure.
Do you, truthfully, do you help Mrs. Carson prepare the turkey?
Just like you helped Mrs. Severinsen prepare the turkey.
No, there is no Mrs. Severinsen.
Oh, that's right.
There used to be.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
The fact that I never helped her stuff her bird was one of our big problems.
I thought that was your problem. Well, now, you know, I forgot all about that. We've been together so long that I forget sometimes where we are.
Which wife are we on?
On various Thanksgivings. No, we're going to...
In fact, that was one of the things we really thought about.
What?
Did you? I wanted an oyster stuffing in the turkey, and she wanted bread stuffing, and she got bread stuffing and a lot of money.
You mean you used to argue about what you're going to stuff the turkey with?
Yes.
And that was one of the problems.
She's still stuffing the turkey with money.
Well, it's nice to know you have no bitterness.
I suppose you'll be home with the family having turkey. Just a typical American family.
That's right. You'll be out there writing the checks. Sending them for the stuffing, huh?
You will have written yours the day before.
That's right. Mine's already in the mails.
And Ed went to deliver his personally.
But what does he know? You made me feel so guilty.
I mean, you, when you ask an employee in front of 15 million people, do you want to come to the house for Thanksgiving dinner? What am I going to say? No. You know what I say? I say, yes, Mr. Carson, I love it.
Can you come?
No.
We really don't have room anyway, to tell you the truth. Can you give me whatever you're taking tonight? You want to give me a hit on that, whatever it is?
I can't give you any, but I'll sell you some.
I can't give you any, but I'll sell you some. Doc was always on. You know, during these conversations, he cracks me up. What else? There's a Seinfeld one I got from 847, Mr. Pitt gets a ticket to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
And he's holding Woody Woodpecker.
Yes, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, you're totally right. 773, my favorite Thanksgiving movie, Home for the Holidays. 309, Cheers, The Food Fight. At Carla's. See, everybody remembers that one. 847 movie Home for the Holidays is a great Thanksgiving movie. Holly Hunter, Robert Downey Jr., Charles Durning, and Bancroft. Look at that. Ooh, I got a happy Thanksgiving from Fox Park, Benedict Lake, town of Randall, Kenosha County, to Vic Vaughn. Look at that, Vic. Nice. People wishing happy. Oh, I got another one here. Happy Thanksgiving to Dave Plyer from Lake Elizabeth Manor in Richmond, Illinois, or no, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin. I used to go up there all the time when I was a kid. I wonder if that's somebody I know. That's very cool. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you as well. All right, we're going to be right back. We're going to share with you what the WGN radio hosts are thankful for this holiday. It's a lot of fun. Hang on. We'll be right back on 720 WGN.